Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Power Hour of Prayer. Yes, this is your Power Hour of Prayer with your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., Ph.D. Good morning to you. Good morning, prayer warriors. Good morning. God is good. And we are all still in the land of the living. Isn't God good? He didn't have to do it, but he did. He woke us up this morning, and he started us on our way. We thank God for our sponsor, Shanita Kelly of Samson Realtors. Give her a call at 443-854-0977. 443-854-0977. If you would like to purchase that brand new home, give her a call today at 443-854-0977. If you want to sell the home that you're now in, give her a call at 443-854-0977. She's licensed in the state of Maryland and Pennsylvania. Give her a call today. She's a prayer warrior, praying woman. God will make that new home a blessing and not a burden. God is truly good. She'll tell you about other resources that are available to you. Help get your credit in order. We thank God for the powerful woman of God praying with you through that transition, that transaction, and again, making that new home or that sale a blessing and not a burden. Give her a call at 443-854-0977. And don't forget about Dr. David Gaines. Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles, located 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore, Maryland. Dr. David Gaines, thank God for his distribution of fresh fruits and vegetables. And you have to pick them up. You can give him a call at 443-449-3631. That's Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles, El Master Electrician. Also has a barber on site. Give him a call at 443-449-3631. That's Dr. David Gaines, truly a man of God, a praying woman, powerful man of God. You want to get your hair in that natural hairstyle? Give him a call at 443-449-3631. Also, again, a barber's on the premises there, and he's there for you. If you need fresh fruits or vegetables, you have to give him a call, 443-449-3631, and pick up your fresh fruits and vegetables on Thursday, and also bread and pastry. Give him a call at 443-449-3631. That's Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles, El Master Electrician. Thank God for Dr. David Gaines and the other Master Electricians that are there on his staff there and his barber bridge. Let him know you're here at the Power Hour of Prayer with your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart. God is good. And don't forget about the family tree. The family tree is raising families up, helping you and supporting you with raising your children. They're professional as well as individuals that are gifted, and God has blessed them to help you and support you in ideas and suggestions with your young people. Grandparents, great-grandparents, aunts, uncles, moms and dads, the family tree is there to help you and support you with raising children up. Amen. And we thank God for the program they have where you are respite for your children ages 2 to 12, 4 hours. Also, they have staff that are there to support you and help you with that wonderful, wonderful respite care service. Kids Care Plus program, respite child care program. Kids Care Plus program provides free short-term child care for ages 2 to 12. With this program, you can find a safe and nurturing environment for when you need it most. We provide drop-in care for 4 hours, as I mentioned, with the same qualified staff and activities as full-time child care. If you need a break, you have a sudden emergency, you have doctor visits, job interviews, feeling overwhelmed and just need a break, and we all need a break sometimes, give them a call at 443-451-9806. 443-451-9806. And don't forget, they have 24-hour parenting helpline, 1-800-243-0101. 7337. That's the 24-hour parenting helpline, 1-800-243-7337. If you need someone to talk to, want to know what resources that may be available, call the 24-hour parenting helpline. If you feel like you're stressed out, call the 24-hour parenting helpline, 1-800-243-7337. Or if you want to go online, familytreemd.org. Or if you want to volunteer with the Family Tree, you can also give them a call at 410-889-2300. Located at 2108 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Our Board of Education is one of the sponsors for this dynamic program. The Maryland State Board of Education. Equality and excellence. Space is limit, but it's free child care. Isn't that a blessing? We're blessed by the best, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You're listening to your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart, Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. Power our prayer. Tell our friend to listen in. Psalm 91. We read the Word of God. The Word of God is a blessing to your mind, body, spirit, and soul. Let it sink deep within your soul. Pull out your Word of God. We know the cell phones are fine. The tablets are fine. The computers are fine. But my dear sister and brothers, there's going to come a time where they're not going to work. So you need to have the Word of God with you, in your home, on your job, in your pocket, in your pocketbook. Carry the Word of God with you. You know it comes in all sizes. So make sure you have a copy of the Bible with you at all times. Amen. Praise God. Get it into your mind, body, spirit, and soul. As you read it every day, let it sink deep within. Amen. Glory be to God. You never know when you're going to need these scriptures. You're going to need these psalms. You're going to need these hymns to read. They will carry you through. As the song says, ask the Lord to help you, and he will carry you through. Ask the Savior to help you, yes, and he will carry you through. Psalm 91, my sisters and brothers, our psalm of protection. Read it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noontime. 1,000, glory be to God. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes should I behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, that dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to know this morning that God and a strength, a very present help in trouble. Hallelujah. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, through the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, through the waters thereof roar and be troubled, through the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Shelah. There is a river The streams were of shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her and right early. The heathen rage, the kingdoms were moved, uttered his voice, and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Shiloh. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still, my sisters and brothers. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Hallelujah, Psalm 46. Oh, clap your hands, all ye, and shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved, Shelah. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of the trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The prince of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. We are to exalt our Lord and Savior and not the enemy. We are to praise him and glorify him. Let others know how good God is. Exalt the almighty living God in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the sides of the north, the city of great king, God is known in our palaces for our refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hastened away. Fear took hold upon them. Fear and pain as a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts. In the city of our God, God will establish it forever, Shelah. We have thought of his loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, and is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. The right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk around Zion and go around her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, her bulwarks. Consider her patience, that ye may tell it to the generation following. Tell it to the generation following. Generation after generation after generation, my blessed sisters and brothers. For this God is our God forever and ever. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear to all habitations of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline thine ear to a parable. I will open my dark sayings upon the harp. Therefore shall I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my heels shall compass me about. They shall trust in thy wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches. Watch out. None of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceases forever. That he should still live forever and not see corruption. For he seeth that wise man die. Likewise, the fool and the brutish person perish and leave their wealth to others. Watch out. The fool, and we know the word of God says, a fool and his money shall soon depart. The fool said there's no God. So in Psalm 40 and verse 8, for the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceases forever, that he shall still live forever and not see corruption. For he seeth that the wise man die. Likewise, the fool and the brutish person perish. The wise man die. But the fool, the fool and the brutish person perish, and they shall leave their wealth to others. You're not taking anything when you leave this earth. That their houses shall continue forever, and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not. He is like the beasts that perish. This their way is their folly. Yet their prosperity approved their savings, Shelah. Like sheep they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning. M-O-R-N-I-N-G. Thank you, Jesus. And their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. But God, glory be to God, but God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased, for whom he, for whom he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. And we often hear people say, when you leave this earth, you're not going to take anything with you. That's in the word of God. Psalm 49, verse 17. For when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. My God, that's the word of God for the people of God. You're taking nothing with you. You came into this earth with nothing, and you're going to leave this earth with nothing. Though while he liveth, be blessed. Though while he liveth, be blessed. His soul and men will praise thee. When thou doest well to thyself, how are you treating yourself this morning, my sisters and my brothers? Are you treating yourself well? Are you blessing your soul with the word of God? Living according to the will of God? Be good to yourself. First, all starts off spiritually, being good to yourself with the word of God, living the will of God and not man, yielding not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Be good to yourself. He shall go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see light. Man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beasts that perish. My God, my God, my God. Watch out. Man that is in honor and understandeth not, understanding the word of God, understanding what thus says the Lord, the will of God, the way of God, walking the walk, talking the talk. Man, the word of God, the will of God, is like the beast that perish. My sisters and my brothers, I pray that you meditate on the word of God. I pray that you study the word of God. I pray that you pray the word of God, the will of God. I pray that you understand how to pray the will of God. Glory be to God. My sisters, my brothers, the word of God for the people of God. We must get that word in our spirits before we can pray. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spear and stab the way against them that persecute my soul. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Psalm 35, verses 1 through 30. 1 through 3. Psalm 35. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. And do not let the enemy know everything that you're going to do. And when you're going to do it. And how you're going to do it. Glory be to God. Don't let the enemy know all your decisions that you're going to make. Enemy, know what direction you're going. When you get ready to cross that bridge, he's going to burn that part. And before you get to the other end of the bridge, he's going to burn that before you get there. My sisters and my brothers, stop letting the enemy know everything you're going to do before you do it. They will try to destroy your blessings. My God, my God, my God. It behooves us to be peaceful in our dealings every day. Do not let the enemy know what your plans are. Plans for your life. And they will come to fruition if you follow the leading and direction of the Almighty Living God. Pray about it, pray about it, pray about it. Glory be to God. Pray to be able to meet the present situations. How to meet one day at a time victoriously. How to meet one day at a time victoriously. We always sing this song, we got the victory. Victory in Jesus Christ. We need to know how. Or why do we have the victory? I know we got the victory in Jesus Christ. If we're living according to his will and his plans, not our plans. God's ways are not our ways. Thanks be to God. His thoughts are not our thoughts. They're much higher. God wants to elevate you. He's going to bring you through your trials and tribulation. You ain't got to worry about that. He said it wasn't going to be easy. But as long as we got King Jesus, that's enough. Hallelujah, glory be to God. How to meet one day at a time victoriously. I want you to notice this morning. God has so much in his word for us. We just need to read it and study it. Amen. And some things that we really need to know. Cleaning up your life can lead to answered prayer. That's very important. Very, very important. Cleaning up your life can lead to answered prayer. We talked about that before. You must clean up your life if you truly want your prayers answered. The skeletons in your closet that you think no one knows about have got to go. Say to yourself, these skeletons in my closet have got to go as of today. God don't have time to play with you. Uh-huh. Go find yourself a toy. Don't play with God. Amen. Glory be to God. It's useless to pray for benefits, protection, financial supply, guidance and nutrition or instruction when all the time you are doing those things which you know are not right in the sight of God or man. You know it's not right, my blessed sisters and brothers. God is blessing you in the midst of all your mess. You know it's not right. And we know that none of us are perfect. But when you know something is not right, and you willingly sin, that's not right. You must clean up your life if you truly want your prayers to be answered. There's skeletons in your closet. And some people say it's secret sin, but God knows all about our sin. That's all that matters. Because none of us have a heaven or hell to send anybody to. So the skeletons in your closet that you think no one knows about have got to go as of this day. Open that door and let them out. Kick them out today. It's useless to pray for benefits, protection, financial supply, guidance, and instruction when all the time you are doing those things which you know are not right in the sight of God or man. My God, my God, my God, we talked about this before. The Holy Spirit said, go back through it again. They need to hear it again. Don't get mad with me. Get mad with the Holy Spirit. An attractive businesswoman developed a mysterious disease in her feet and legs, which the findings of doctors, including specialists at the Mayo Clinic, had been unable to heal. They could not find no organic reason for her health problems. And a lot of you have been to the doctor. The doctor said, I really can't find anything wrong. We don't know what's wrong. They haven't even prayed about your situation. They're not even spiritual. Meanwhile, she had many of her friends praying for her. Uh-huh. A lot of you call all these prayer lines. Everybody praying for you. Meanwhile, she had many of her friends praying for her healing. All to no avail. What her physicians and prayer friends did not know was that she had been having an affair with a married man for years, and the subconscious guilt generated from it had affected her health and his. They both were affected. My God, my God. She needed to have the courage to clean up her life. Do you have the courage this morning, my sisters and brothers, to clean up your life? Invite Christ into your life? Not just saying it. Christians, men and women of God, Christ-like. We're living a Christ-like life. Glory, hallelujah, thank God that he sent his son Jesus. Suffered, died, and bled on a cross for our sins. He who knew no sin. She needed to have the courage to clean up her life. God was withholding in the present situation. Many people are like this attractive woman. They refuse to clean up and clean out their lives. Clean it up. They refuse to let go of the lesser and trust to give them their greater good. Meanwhile, their prayers go unanswered and their problems mount up. It gets worse and gets worse and gets worse. And you wonder why. I always blame everything on Satan. You got a choice. You got a choice. That's why Satan was sitting outside the church on the sidewalk crying. And the pastor came out and said, Satan, what is wrong with you? Satan said, they're always blaming everything on me. You got a choice, my sisters and brothers. Stop blaming everything on Satan. You got a choice. And still another instance, a successful but lonely businesswoman longed to be happily married. She had long indulged in a life of compromise, going from one illicit love affair to another. Men and women do this. They go from one man to the next man, from the next man to the next man. They go from one woman to the next woman to the next woman to the next one. Trying to find happiness. Trying to find joy. Looking for love in all the wrong places. God is love. God is love, my sisters and my brothers. And he loves you. He loves you. He'll give you the desires of your heart if your desires are lined up with the word of God. It's a good man that findeth a good wife. A good man that findeth a good wife. That's what the word of God says. God will find the man for you. You pray in prayer, women, and don't take your garbage into another situation, another marriage. Another relationship. Men, don't take your garbage into another relationship with another woman or into another marriage with another woman. This woman had long indulged in a life of compromise, going from one illicit love affair to another, reasoning that those transient experiences in love were better than none at all. I've heard people say that. Better have a half a loaf than none at all. No, that's not kind of the kind of God that we serve. No, God is a gracious God. He will let our cups run over. He will let our cups overflow. Finally realizing she was neutralizing any hope of answered prayer by her own immoral action, she vowed to clean up her life, which had been dissatisfying and frustrating at best. That's why you're frustrated. You're not waiting on the Lord. If you're a true man or woman of God, wait on the Lord. God will give you what he wants you to have. As she deliberately closed the door on old relationships, former nicer friends came back into her life. One day they introduced her to a fine widower. She soon married him, and he gave her a lovely home, a life of prayer, commitment, and emotional security she longed for. But none of these desirable blessings had appeared until she courageously cleaned up her life. Let it go. Let it go. This lady discovered, like Joshua of the old, that sin had to be put away. In Joshua 7 and 20. It's in the word of God. Before her prayers could be answered, the Bible is filled with illustrations of the bitter experience that came upon man when he persists in being disobedient to the divine will of God. The divine will of God. And God can keep you, male and female. Yes, he can. If you want to be kept. Often a cleansing or purging has to take place, as in the case of Joshua's disobedient soldier. Before Joshua's prayers for victory were answered, remember there is no hurt or harm to yourself or to others in answered prayer. Get that in your spirit. There's no hurt or no harm to yourself or others in answered prayer. If your prayers were not, it may be that your answer would harm someone involved. Watch out. Glory, hallelujah. There's no hurt or harm in your answered prayers. Clear your mind. My sisters and my brothers, clear your mind today. Clear your mind by asking honestly, is this desire for answered prayer obedient to the divine will of God? Will this prayer hurt anyone if answered? Is this desire in accord with God's will for everyone involved? Is it for the Lord's own purpose? Is it for the Lord's own purpose or just for my selfish desires? I want it now. I want to have my way. Is it for the Lord's own purpose? Dedicate your prayers to God's will and to his high and holy purpose. And a lot more of your prayers will be then answered. Though they may surprise you by being answered in a far higher, glory be to God, and better way than you had anticipated or would have dared hope. Watch out. Watch out. Watch God. Obey and be obedient to the Spirit of God, the Word of God. Clean up your act. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. That's the Word of God. I can do all things. Somebody said, oh, it's hard. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. That's the Word of God. Keep it in your spirit. When you're tempted, you have that desire. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. That's the kind of God that we serve. All things. And there's a blessing in being obedient to the Word of God, the will of God, the way of God. God's ways are not our ways. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. God has blessing in stores for us, but we have to be obedient to his word. Thank you, Jesus. We got to be persistent in praying. Persistent. Many people do not get their answered prayers because they're not persistent. It pays to be persistent. It is the praying through the attitude of Jacob, his holy boldness, avowing, I will not let go. Bless me. In Genesis 32 and 26, I will not let go. You know what a child says, Mommy, can I have that cookie? Mommy, can I have that cookie? Mommy, can I go out? Mommy, can I go out? Persistent. They'll ask the next day, the next day, the next day. Being persistent in your prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Persistent in your prayers. Clean up your act. Letting it go. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to come together as sisters and brothers in Christ. We thank you, Father God, for the message that came through this morning, that we are to clean up our acts, and we know that we could do all things through Christ who strengthened us. We thank you right now, Father God, for us being persistent in our prayers, being persistent in believing and trusting you, the Almighty Living God, knowing that you're a God that could do anything but fail, that you're God that have not left us, that you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us, knowing that you're God that's above all gods and all things, knowing that you are a way maker in every situation in our lives, knowing that you're a healer, knowing, Father God, that you're a God that's a God to your word. You're a God that will not lie. You're a God that will not leave us nor forsake us. You said that you'll be with us every step of the way. We thank you, Heavenly Father, right now, for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. We thank you, Father God, for us having that desire to seek you because you have all the answers. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have ordered our footsteps today. We thank you, Heavenly Father, right now, for those that's under the sound of my voice. We lift up our President, Joe Biden. Father God, touch his mind, body, spirit, and soul. Send forth healing right now upon his body right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Trouble his mind and his spirit that he'll do right by you. And if he do right by you, Father God, he'll do right by the people of God. We pray, Father God, for his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, and for his family in its entirety. Touch, Father God, our world leaders right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for the Pope. We pray, Father God, for our kings and queens, our ambassadors, our bishops, our popes, Father God. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, for our archbishops, our chief apostles, our apostles. We lift up, Father God, glory be to God, our pastors, our evangelists, our missionaries, great workers in the field that are traveling, Father God, throughout the land. We lift up our trustees, our deacons, and our deaconess, and our bodies of Christ, our Sunday school teachers, our church leaders. We pray for the body of Christ because you said that judgment will begin in the house of the Lord. My God, my God, my God. And we're praying for our churches, our mass, our temples,
We're praying, Father Lord, that they will cry out to you, the Almighty Living God, and say, what must I do to be saved? We have leaders in our churches that are not saved, Father God. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Touch them right now, our chaplains, Father God, in the hospitals, in the military. We pray for our chaplains, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray for our armed forces, Navy, Marines, Army, National Guard, Air Force. We lift up, Father God, our veterans that have been a blessing worldwide in the name of Jesus. Touch those that are presently serving in the military, Father God. We speak blessings into their lives, healing into their souls, protection over them, Father God, as they go out to protect our land. We pray for their families, Father God, they have left behind, husbands and wives and children and grandchildren, Father God. We pray for their families in its entirety. We pray for our police officers, Father God, that are there to protect the people, Father God. We pray for their mind, body, spirit, and soul, and for their protection as they protect the people. Let the people be obedient to the laws of the land in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Touch them right now, Father God. Those disobedient children of yours, Father God. We pray, Father God, for their minds and to regulate their minds. Those, Father God, that are suffering from mental illness in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Bipolar, paranoid, schizophrenic, Father God. Those that are suffering, Father God, from mental illness, Father God. We pray right now you'll touch their minds and regulate their minds, Father God. Those that have been walking the streets all night long, don't know which direction they're going, Father God. Bless their minds, touch their minds, regulate their minds right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Someone's son or daughter, husband or wife, Father God, that's suffering from mental illness. Someone's mother, father, Father God, grandparents suffering from mental illness, Father God. Regulate that mind in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let them have a mind of Jesus Christ. Let them fall on knees, bend their knees, and surrender to you, the Almighty Living God. Let them cry out to you, Father God. They're confused, don't know which direction to go in, don't know what to say, don't know what to do. We cry out to you this morning, Father God, to touch the minds of those and the hearts of those that want to destroy other people's lives. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We come against that spirit of destruction right now. We come against that evil spirit in the name of Jesus, Father God. We come against that Jezebel spirit that's trying to take over the land. We come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. God, you're able, and we know that you could do it. Touch their hearts right now because their hearts are deceitful. Father God, touch their hearts. Soften those hardened hearts, Father God. Those that are walking around with evil thoughts, a desire to murder someone, touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Glory be to God. We seek you, Father God, because you have all the answers. We may make laws, we may make rules and regulations, but Father God, you have all the answers, and we come depending upon you right now. You said if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven and heal the land. We are the land. Touch right now your people, Father God, right now. We pray that you'll soften their hearts, their minds, their spirits, and their souls. We pray for world leaders, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. It starts with the head. And, Father God, we thank you right now for what you're doing. We pray for world peace. We know that you said in the Word of God there will be wars and rumors of wars. But we know, Father God, that you're still in charge. And you've given us an opportunity to surrender to you. Father God, we wave the white flag to surrender to the Almighty Living God. We pray for families in its entirety. We pray for healing, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Glory be to God. Healing someone, Father God, right now from cancer, HIV, and AIDS. Healing someone from tuberculosis. Healing, glory be to God, someone right now in the name of Jesus from asthma. Touch that breathing situation in heaven right now. Touch, Father God, those that have allergies, allergic to certain things, Father God. Touch them right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Send forth your healing power for someone that suffers from TMJ, pain, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch them right now. You said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. And we claim that healing right now, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Someone, Father God, been diagnosed with COVID. Touch this earth, Father God, and send those monkey pops and other diseases back, Father God, to the pits of hell from which they came. We're not going to receive it. You're going to destroy it. We thank you right now for sending it back from which it came. The enemy is a liar and he's a deceiver. Send it back, Father God. We thank you for the healing right now. We thank you for deliverance for someone from alcohol, substance abuse, drug addiction, from heroin and crack cocaine. Deliverance right now. We thank you right now. Lift your hands and praise God. You're being delivered from all evil in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for dealing, for Father God touching that prostitute been walking the streets all night long. Let her fall on knees, bend the knees, and cry out to you. Touch, Father God, right now, someone's son, someone's daughter that's been disobedient to their parents. We pray, Father God, for the parents, Father God, that they will be obedient to the Spirit of God, that they will hear from you, and they will teach their children the word of God. They will pray for their children on a regular basis, Father God, that they will hear from you and do right and what's pleasing in our sight, even Almighty Living God. Fathers and mothers, don't provoke your children. Pray for them. Listen to them. Talk with them. Share with them the word of God. Share with them the love, the unconditional love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you, for the Bible tells you so. You will not commit suicide. Put down those pills and that gun and the knives and the weapons. The razors you're using to cut your wrist. You will not commit suicide. Not on our watch. You will not commit suicide. God has a plan for your life. We come against that suicidal spirit. You will not hang yourself. In the name of Jesus. Right now, stop it. In the name of Jesus. Father, you know who they are and you know where they are. We come against that suicidal spirit. You shall not die. You shall not die. You shall not die. You will live to see the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I decree and declare a spirit of peace in your life, in your home, or in your job, in the city, in the county, in the countries, in the nations. Among those in Venezuela, among those in Russia, Afghanistan, Ukraine, a spirit of peace right now upon the United States of America. God bless America. And God we trust. Not in man. And God we trust. We thank you right now. We glorify you. We magnify you. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day. May the spirit of the living God fall fresh upon you. On this day, may the blessings of the Almighty Living God fall fresh upon you. May the healing hand of the Almighty Living God touch you and heal you. By his stripes you are healed. Keep us, Father God, safe from seen and unseen danger. Guide us, lead us, and direct us. Wake us up and shake us up. Let us feel the glory of the Lord. Let us praise you, glorify you, and magnify you while we have an opportunity. May the glory of the Lord fall upon you. Accept him. Receive him. This is the hour of salvation. My sisters and brothers, write to me at P.O. Box 25021, 21229, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart of Baltimore, Maryland. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Tune in again tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Tell a friend, tell your enemy to tune in to the Power Hour of Prayer. We found the answer. We learn how to pray. To God be the glory for the great things he's doing in your life and in my life. God bless you real good.